Hello, and welcome to the Real Estate Marketing Masters Mix podcast, where each episode we share actionable strategies for amping up your real estate marketing game. And now, here's your host, Dave Cole.
And we welcome you in. This is Dave Cole along with Scott Winteroth. And on this edition, we're going to talk about strategies for marketing your community. So got some ideas, some things to say on that. As always, Scott, welcome.
Welcome. Communities are something I enjoy, although usually I focus on digital communities, but obviously something I'm interested in learning more about and hearing how you market them in real life. So Dave, take it away.
All right, or in real estate, as the case may be, which sometimes differs from real life, as I'm sure a lot of our audience will agree. Yeah, we do want to focus on some things as far as, you're obviously marketing yourself as an agent when it comes to your capabilities in terms of buying, selling, renting, leasing, building, whatever the case might be. And so the community or communities, your farm area, that's important too. You want to have that presence and to let your potential buyers, sellers, clients know that you're a part of the community, you're an expert in the community. And that's something that I know I stress, especially in working with newer agents that will come in and say, I will go anywhere for the best deal. I don't care if it's 300 miles away. I sell houses and so forth. And it's like, yeah, but people want somebody that's an expert that knows their area, knows what the needs are all about. So, and it's more than just studying and going to open houses and garage sales and estate sales and talking and doing what you can to know as much as you can about every house that's out there, which of course is important. We're not dismissing that at all, but part of it is the community. So it's a matter of, knowing the school districts. And actually, something that inspired me to want to make this a category, even though it wasn't a community thing, but it's about knowing your farm area. A lot of you in the Chicago area know this, that I go to a lot of meetings with real estate brokers and also investors meetings, and just to hear who's doing what, who's looking for what, and what's going on. And I had a situation with an agent basically kind of pitching a property to a group of other agents and investors in the room. And this was a house that had just been rehabbed, and his people were involved actually with rehabbing and getting it ready, and now it's ready to be sold. And so he happened to mention in his pitch that, this is ready for sale, and since there's investors in the room, this is something that might be an excellent rental property. And went on with his pitch, and then, at the end, any questions? And one of the investors raised their hand and go, okay, what would that rent for? Now, the guy had just said, this might be an ideal rental property. He supposedly or is supposed to know the area. And this agent who had just pitched the property goes, I'm not sure. Let me get back to you. And right there on my list, and, I'm not that active in terms of real estate, but I keep track of, if I were, who would I work with or who would I refer somebody to? That guy just like went, totally off the list. So if you're going to say, and this was an example, he probably just lost a potential client, let alone other people like me at that meeting, seeing this in person, how do you say it could be a rental property and not know what it would rent for? And even if you don't say that, aren't you supposed to know your area well enough to know, even if you're not in rentals, what would that rent for? Wouldn't that be a point, Scott, a potential selling point, if you're showing somebody the house and this is what it costs, to be able to say, this is only $100 a month more than if you were to rent here and you get the benefit of ownership, or it's the same price or whatever it may happen to be. So these are things, and some people say, 20 people at the meeting. And I go, hey, there's 19 people or whatever it is that are now or should be less impressed with this guy because of one comment that he made. So that's the thing with knowing the community. And I'm sure in terms of social media and marketing and spreading the word that this is something that you run across as well.
You got to be two steps ahead, you know, and I know for me, if I were to prepare a presentation, something like that, I would want to make sure I sit down and think about what are all potential objections or questions I might get. And it's not always a perfect science, and you can't always be 100% accurate with this stuff. But at the end of the day, preparing yourself with talking points, preparing yourself with stuff that will at least sort of put you on the right path would be imperative to a successful pitch like that. But it happens all over the place. You know, that's why we create frequently asked questions on websites. You know, we try to sort of get in front of what people might be thinking and how we can manage your objections. So yeah, definitely. I can see why that would be an issue for sure.
Right. And it's not only knowing about the rentals or sales and comps and things in the community, it's also knowing about the community, how your audience, your potential buyer, even your potential seller, how they fit in, what are they looking for. So, for example, if you've got, maybe the property is down the block from an elementary school, so that might be something that you'd want to be pointing out if it's a 2 or a 3 or a 4 bedroom house where you're likely to have children. That may be something, again, in your marketing the property. Yeah, the property might have the best, you know, living room and new appliances and the greatest kitchen and all these features, but there's going to be that percentage of people that want to know that their kid can be home from elementary school in, you know, 2 minutes, or you can walk down the block and don't need to get in the car and go sit and wait in line and be out in the pouring rain and have all these restrictions to be able to get your kid. If you could just walk up to the front door 2 minutes later with an umbrella, or in case they get out early or whatever the case might be, and go and get them, that may be as important as having new countertops in the kitchen. So, and I'm not putting anything against the property, but these are the things to think of. Now, one example, and usually for these our different editions of this podcast, we'll provide articles or information links that are in support of the podcast. In this case, I'm using an example where in one of the local papers in Chicago, the Chicago suburbs, just had a kind of a simple story about a lady that was just elected to a local school board and all about her activities in the community and that type of thing. And so what does that have to do with selling real estate? And I can appreciate that question, but to me, this does have to do with marketing your community. So to me, if I were an agent selling homes, especially to families in the area where that school is, I would be putting this out, congratulating that person, even though I don't know her, on being appointed to the school board, because it makes it appear that I'm on top of what's going on with the schools in my area. So if I do come across, if I'm that agent, and come across a family, or I'm a family, you know, the parents with kids that could possibly go to that school or want to be aware of the community, it tells them, hey, this agent's on top of what's going on in the schools. So it could be a school board appointment like I'm using as an example, but there's also things, there's awards, there's, you know, the champion, you know, the soccer champions, or they won their division, or it could even be it doesn't even have to necessarily be professional sports. It could be a dance competition. There's cheerleading competitions. It might be against 2 other schools, but at least if they won some type of competition, somebody wins an award, something that happens with teachers. And in fact, it's getting to the point with technology that this information is no longer as difficult to find out as it used to be. That's one thing about all this technology, in a way that you as an agent can use this technology to your advantage. I actually, as far as finding out information about the schools, and this is, if you don't know, parents or have children of your own or students, or ways of finding out if you're just coming into this totally raw. Now, I was working on a project a few days ago for an agent that I work with in the Las Vegas area, And we're doing a working with a kind of a marketing project for Henderson, Nevada, which is the next town over from Las Vegas. And in fact, sports fans will have Henderson, Nevada become a familiar place because that's where the Raiders, the football team, are going to have their practice and their administrative offices when they move to Las Vegas next year. But one of the high schools in Henderson actually has its own internet feed of news and updates about the school that is, in a great idea, produced by students. And so there is a link to that. In fact, I should try to find that and send that in to you, Scott, so we can post it just to give, you know, that may be an even better idea. But they have a student-produced newscast every school morning that is available online. So it's obviously giving practical experience to the students, which is a wonderful thing, but it's also a chance to find out the news and things that are going on in the school that you as an agent could then repost. Hey, this is what's going on at that school. And keep your posts out there, and that's a way of marketing your community. And of course, Scott, as you can pick up on, this is marketing because it ties you, the agent, in with that community, and the schools thing is just one way, but here's a way that this can be a part of your social media.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, when you do those like sort of mentions and the congratulatory post, maybe it's on LinkedIn or maybe it's on Facebook, and you tag the people who have, you know, maybe been elected or the business that has seen success, you'd be surprised at the positive sort of vibes that brings. I know for, you know, I've been doing stuff like that for years, and I think that someone who I saw that they were mentioned in a prominent business publication here in Chicago, and I shared it on my LinkedIn, and I tagged them and said, congratulations on, you know, your recent article or something like that. And that was like maybe probably over 7 years ago. Well, sure enough, that person reached out to me just recently over this last couple of weekends and wanted to do some business with me, you know, so, and they remembered me because I did that like 7 years ago. So although it wasn't a great short-term investment, it was definitely a very good long-term investment, right? And it just creates good vibes. And it really just takes a few minutes a day to do that research and to post those articles.
So, right. Yeah. And you need to clarify that's investment of your time, exactly. Not of your money. So right. Very important here. So somebody thinks, what do you mean investment? We need to clarify that, okay? Yeah. Social media, that's an investment of your time, and there's your example of how something like that paid off. And, of course, there's a wide variety of schools, or mm-hmm. hopefully there is. You've got elementary schools. You've got high schools. You also have those of you that are following. There's colleges, universities. There's community colleges. And even if you have a, you know, a college town, you know, a Baton Rouge, a Peoria, different places around the country, or, you know, Lexington, Kentucky is an example where the University of Kentucky is, I mean, on and on, where that becomes a big part. So to be able to focus in on people and in that area, because especially with that, and that's a different example, but it's the same thing for the importance of marketing your community. So suppose you have, you know, you're about, or a family that's about to send their kids off to college, and, you know, I hate to use one, you know, particular example, but even like a, you know, Boise, Idaho for Boise State, which is becoming a well-known school. So if you're going to be sending your son or daughter to Boise, and you start looking around online, or maybe you pick up some social media feeds, now if you're seeing, here's this agent that's been posting a lot about people and what's going on at the school, you're just going to have it in your head that, hey, this is somebody I'd want to work with because they know the school, they know what's going on, they would know what's the better place to live in that community. And I'm using that type of thing, the college or university, as an example, because you're going to have locals where maybe somebody, you know, they've got to live on or near the campus or prefer to. Or if you've got somebody coming from hundreds of miles away where their total experience being there was making a visit or two with their son or daughter for a couple of days and don't really know the marketplace. So that becomes important. And again, to the people that are buying and even selling, you are one of hundreds of real estate agents that they would have to choose from. So this is the thing, another example, as I say, Scott, about marketing your community.
Absolutely. And you never know, like when you run out and you're out, working your farm area, you're out, at different various meetings or community spaces. You never know when you run into these people in person too. And you'd be surprised what they say. I know over the years I've been sending out a newsletter, and I was in a coffee shop one time, and I apologize if I've used this one before. I say it a couple sometimes, but I was in a coffee shop just randomly doing my own thing, and someone came up to me and said, "Hey, you're Scott Winteroth, right?" I said, "Yeah." And they said, "I get your newsletter, right?" So you just never know. The digital marketing and newsletter marketing and social media marketing is a powerful tool. And when it's done right, it can be really helpful for growing your visibility and growing your authority online. So definitely tactics to do.
Yeah, exactly. Another angle, there is more to it than the schools, although that's certainly a solid example. And in some cases, it can be switching gears, but definitely staying on topic. It could be the business community. So we turn that around and you look at the downtown of, it could be a large city. It doesn't have to be. It could be a medium-sized city where you've got your downtown, where the business is focused, where there's the transportation, and where you'll often find people, and oftentimes either without younger children or that type of thing, but still, hey, they're buyers, and oftentimes in the downtown area, the properties are more expensive, and people, maybe they'll leave the car in the garage because they can, the bus stop, the train stop is right there, the stores are right there, the entertainment, they're not as, automobile oriented. And especially in those situations, but not just limited, where you have local businesses. And so it's things that we suggest. And for example, if there's in the Chicago area, there's kind of an upscale grocery store chain that loosely competes with Whole Foods, or even to use like a Whole Foods or Trader Joe's or something that's pretty much around the country, an upscale grocery store or a new grocery store coming into an area. Now, there's something that you as an agent, even though you have nothing to do with that project, you can, to your followers, to your audience and your potential audience, take ownership, using that in a different term, of that store. So you could be pointing out, "Hey, there's going to be a new Scott Winteroth grocery store coming in at the corner of 6th and Elm." And so what you could be doing is putting out, reposting the story that groundbreaking will be in 3 months. They expect to have it ready by February of 2020 or whenever it may happen to be. And even to the point of doing this yourself, driving by there, say once a week, take a picture of the different phases of construction. Hey, it's going up. They put the foundation in. Wow, the roof is on. The this and that. The windows have been put in. They're looking at this. The parking lot's being paved. All these things, so that you're following this, because to anybody living in that area, their property, even though it may not reflect as much in cash, their property is more valuable when somebody can walk to this brand new, fancy, well put together, just opened or recently opened grocery store that people know and has all these amenities that wasn't there before. So again, somebody looking from out of area is, I know that store. Wow, I could be right near one. I'm not now. So these are the kinds of things that you can do. And again, Scott, it comes to just using social media, using existing resources. It's not going to cost you to be able to do these types of things.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that for a lot of communities, especially like I know, and like, well, almost every, like either if it's in a city, like a neighborhood, or every community, whether it's maybe a suburb, usually has like a group that's associated with that particular page. Like, for example, I know, in the Northwest suburbs, there's like a group for like the Carpentersville community, right? And people go in there and they talk about the woes that happen, the different things, that the positive and the negative things that happen in the community, right? And it's a forum, right? It's like a kind of a local community forum. And as an agent, you have to be careful, because obviously you're doing this as a commercial purpose, whereas most of these communities are for non-commercial activities. But going in there and posting, about the grocery store that's opening up, or about positive news that's happening in your particular farm area. Maybe you want to focus on Crystal Lake or you want to focus on Carpentersville. Going in and being active in these communities and posting that positive information like you mentioned with the new grocery store is one way to get your name out there. And obviously, a lot of Facebook groups are even allowing brand pages to join. So you could join as, John Smith Real Estate Agent Inc. or whatever, and then post in those communities. It's a little, not every group allows that, but you could try to get in there. If not, use your personal profile and just be, tag yourself and tag your business page in your post, but just don't be too super spammy about it. You know, just be more natural. But that's a great way to sort of get out there and get visibility in ways that will hopefully draw people to your pages, your actual business page. So for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Scott. And another one, just to your point about, being recognized or somebody calling you back from years ago, it's also, you might want to be able to pick up on relationships that you have with business owners, and we were talking small businesses in the community, and ways to kind of mention them. And they will hopefully thank you and mention you because you're exposing them to, be able to kind of play off of each other's audience. And for example, let's just say it's, it could be a landscaper. It could be a pet groomer or a dog walker even, or something where it's a very local thing. It's not like, landscapers go all across the country necessarily, but something very local. Well, as you're talking to the owner, you may, how many customers do you have? Oh, let's see here. I've got 77, it looks like, that I serve. Okay, well, then you can go on and congratulate them on having gotten their 75th customer or their 100th customer or their 500th or some type of a milestone that way, because they're going to acknowledge that you thank them, and that exposes, and I don't know that I want to use exposes in this kind of a term, but that puts you in front of their database while you're putting them in front of your database that, wow, you know this local business owner. Oh, there's a dog walker in the area. There's a gardener. There's whatever the case might be. Scott?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's, you kind of hit on exactly what I was going to say too, that, let's say it's not a busy time for the business owner. Let's say you're at a ma and pa type restaurant and you're having a sandwich and they're not super busy. You strike up a conversation and maybe you pull out your phone and you take a picture with the store owner and you share some positive news that they maybe shared with you to your Facebook page, or you take a video, right? And maybe do a little bit of off the cuff interviewing of the people you're at and just say, hey, look, I had a great experience at XYZ restaurant. I want to share. They've been in business since 1992 or whatever. And they've been serving community, and I thought it'd be just a great opportunity to share with you with my following. Hopefully then that restaurant will, if they're savvy enough, they'll go and reshare that content to their following. I think you kind of mentioned this, Dave. And then again, as I mentioned before, that's a piece of content, some video that you could share to in the local groups, whether it's that town or the next town over. And hopefully people will provide positive reactions to that content. And if anything, it's a great way to get your brand out there and just build relationships. Maybe it's not about promoting a particular office brand. Maybe it's not about promoting, your real estate company's brand per se, but maybe it's just about building your personal connection, building your personal brand as a person, who happens to sell real estate or happens to do investing, whatever. And that could be your way to get a condo in the community, really start tapping those local connections.
Right. Another way is, and okay, then those are ways that, again, by posting on your social media, putting it in your newsletter, using existing channels, these methods are not costing you anything. So along those lines, here's a low-cost strategy. And again, it's things about, representing the community and community relations. So say there's going to be a local, maybe it's a charity event or even something through a school, like a dance recital or a play or a you know, a concert or just some type of a something that's performance or some type of event, and maybe it's, you know, $5 or $10 a ticket, you know, to raise money for charity. Well, you as the agent, if it's, let's say, $10 a ticket, if you go purchase a $100 worth of tickets, which may be a tax deduction for you, you could then give, if it's $10 a ticket, you then have 10 tickets that you could be giving away through your social media or through your, rather than just, oh, hey, thanks, is like a referral gift, put it up there that, you know, hey, we'll give a pair of tickets, the dance recital, to the first person that can tell me, you know, how much is that doggy in the window or whatever it may happen to be, something really simple where somebody can get these tickets from you. And what that does is obviously creates the, you know, the goodwill that you're all helping this charity, they're going to the event. But hopefully the people that do get the tickets from you, they go, they enjoy the event, they start talking about it with friends. Oh, how'd you find out about it? Oh, hey, you know what? It was $10 a ticket I got two free from this agent, such and such. Oh, really? Wow, my agent never did that for me. So you're kind of spreading the publicity and doing it that way. And it's possible that $100 or whatever amount you decide could buy you a lot more publicity. So again, kind of a you know, a low cost way of doing things like that. And it shows that, again, you're involved in the community because it's maybe a school, a charity, even a local business, or the Civic Center, the Chamber of Commerce, whatever it may be that's putting on that event. And it kind of gives you the opportunities. Plus these organizations, yeah, they're going to see that you bought $100 worth of tickets and keep on hitting you for tickets to everything in the future. But then again, it's also helping you to establish more, even more of a foothold in the community. Scott?
Yeah, I mean, and you know, we talk about the big thing in online marketing right now is influencers, right? And traditionally you think of like, well, I mean, not traditionally, but I a lot of times think of influencers and I think of people on Instagram or people on Facebook who have who have big followings, which is true. But if you think of most communities, most in-person communities, kind of like we're talking about, a lot of the influencers are these business owners, right? They have a successful coffee shop or they have a successful dog grooming business. I don't know, whatever. But the truth is those people have their own followings, right? And if you can sort of go in there and leverage and provide goodwill to them in return, you never know. If I did a video or I did some social media postings and my following is introduced to this new business and I say, hey, if you're going to check out XYZ dog grooming, make sure you mention Scott, you know, your agent or whoever, and mention our business to them that they brought you in here, and think of all that goodwill you're going to provide that new business owner. So if that business owner needs real estate or they have somebody in their referral network that's looking for an agent, they know who to send their content, who to send their referrals to. So it's a win-win. And like you've been saying, Dave, it's a really sort of low cost opportunity, but with high impact. So sounds like a win-win to me.
All right, that it is. Thank you, Scott. We're going to wrap this up, but let's mention that those of you enjoying this podcast, getting all this information, let some others know that we're out here. How about a little of that magic?
Yeah, a little high impact for us, right? A little high impact for this podcast. So, yeah. All right.
So some strategies on marketing your community. If you've got some more ideas or even success stories from doing that, please do contact us through our podcast, and we will be happy to talk about them and share your good tidings as well. I'm Dave Cole. On behalf of Scott Winteroff, we thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for listening to the Real Estate Marketing Masters Mix podcast with Dave Cole. Be sure to visit our website at davecole.com for more episodes with actionable strategies and to subscribe to future episodes. Please consider leaving a 5-star review and sharing this podcast with someone who would benefit from this content. Thank you, and see you next episode.